That's a message that I'm sure that all of these saints in here who are seniors and would tell you. You can buy your home with silver and gold, but you can't buy a home over there with silver and gold. We are not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever you have now is not going to last long. Look with me, please. Ricky always wants my sermon title, and I told him, "And now I'm old." He laughed. But I want you to look at Psalms 37. I'll read my text and share just a few words with you. And Brother Tim's going to come and he'll pray for the meal and share just a quick word with us about something else. Verse 25, Psalms 37. I have been young and now I'm old. I read that text during the week and I thought, I believe that's the first time I've ever read that and realized it was true. Roy Rigdon tried to tell me for the last several years I was old, but I think I'm beginning to realize it a little bit. Not old as some, not old as Brother Sam or either Mitchell or Barry, but I am old compared to a lot of you. But David said, he said, I've been young and now I'm old. It was just like, that's just two words, and now. I'm young and now old. Two words, just two words between being young and old. And it's not much time between being young and being old. You can ask any of these folks that stand up here on this platform a while ago. It seems like yesterday. But David said, in all these years that God's let me live, listen to what he said. And yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David said, I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. He's not talking about his righteousness, but he's talking about the righteousness that comes through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and through God. David himself was never righteous physically or in his life. He was a failure in so many areas, but his trust was not in his righteousness, but in the righteousness of God. And that's true of every one of us. We don't have any righteousness. All of our righteousness is filthy rags. But he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. God's promise is to us that he'll never leave us or forsake us. Mitchell just testified that, and I was trying to calculate in my head, well over 60, almost 70 years, he's been saved, serving the Lord, and God's still with him, God's still touching him, God's still blessing him, God's still using him. And I'm gonna tell you something, things you're working so hard for now will not last, but what you need to have is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I had quite a few things was going to go back and look at this whole psalm and some things that David said in it, things that he learned besides those truths. But I can say this, he summed his life up and the importance of it, that I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. God takes care of his children. God blessed us. I've seen some things and I've seen a lot of things. I've enjoyed going a lot of places, see a lot of things. But David testified about something he had not seen. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. I suggest to you this morning that I've never seen a need that God couldn't meet. In all these almost 77 years now, God has met every need I've ever had. I've never had a need. I've never seen a need that God couldn't meet. And my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I've never seen a sorrow that he could not comfort. He said, come unto me, all you that labor, heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And he said, promised us that he would send the comforter. And all these years, you've had sorrows, I've had sorrows, but you can testify that the God of all comfort, you've never seen a sorrow that he could not comfort. He'll be with you in the darkest of nights, through all your tragedies, through all your sickness, through all your sorrow. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. I've never seen a backslider that he would not reclaim and revive. You're here this morning, you're out of fellowship with the Lord. God made a promise to you. He said, if you're coming to me, I'll in no wise cast you out. But if you're saved, he said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful just to forgive us. If my people, which call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I'll forgive their sins. I'll heal their land. God's promised that there's not a backslider that he cannot restore and revive. I don't care how long you've been out of fellowship with him. Whatever you've done, you think, well, I've done things that God wouldn't forgive me for. That's just not so. He said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful just to forgive us from all uncleanliness. I've never seen a sinner that God could not save. I've never seen anybody that the Lord didn't die for, that He could not save. He's able to save to the uttermost. Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem and said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophet, how would I gather you together as a hen gathers a chick, but you would not come to me that you might have life. There's not one He can't save, not one in this building, not one in the media audience, nobody that He would not save today. He said that He's able to save to the uttermost all that come to Him by Christ Jesus. But the deal is this, it's your responsibility to believe and to come. He's not willing that any should perish, but I've never seen a sinner that God would not save. As I was thinking about the message today, I thought back to a town down in Florida. We had a bus ministry, and two young teenage boys got saved. They were actually cousins. They were not brothers, but they were so much alike, they were like brothers. Boy, God bless those young men. I've never seen young converts grow as quickly in the Lord. One of them ended up going to Bible college, but they grew in the Lord. But they had an awful burden for their uncle. He was not really all that much older than them, probably 10 or 12 years older. But they had such a burden because he had been their idol. He was involved in alcohol and drugs and had them involved in it. God saved them, delivered them. They got such a burden. They prayed and cried, begged God to save him, and begged him to trust Christ. I went by time after time and talked to him about the Lord, and he kept putting it off and putting it off. And I said, you've seen what God's done in your nephews. You've seen what God's done. And I'm going to tell you, he wondered if God could save him. I assured him, God can save you. He'll save anybody that'll call on Him. But tragically, I buried that man when he was 28 years old. He died of alcoholism and drugs. He died lost because he would not trust Christ. Could God change his life? Yes. Brother Craig was mentioning a while ago about Brother Sam Vance. He's 82, 83 years old now, still going for Jesus. But he was an alcoholic. He was a drunk, just a pure old drunk, and he said, mean as the devil. But God saved him, called him to preach. You never would imagine sitting around talking to him the life he lived before he got saved. But I'm going to tell you, I've never seen a sinner that he could not save. In all these years, I've never seen a need he could not meet. I've never seen a sorrow that he could not comfort. I've never seen a backslider he could not restore. I've never seen a lost person he could not save. And I pray that God will do that for you. Let's bow our heads together for just a brief moment. Tim's going to come. But I want to just give you a moment here. We're going to pray, and Tim will ask the closing on the service, but also ask God's blessing on the meal back in the back for all our seniors and their family. But right now, right where you are, Brother Barry was talking with this morning about the rapture, and when the rapture occurs, we who are alive remain shall be caught up together, meet them in the cloud. And the Bible said in 1 Corinthians, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, just that quick, we'll be changed, have a brand new body. We're just a twinkle of the eye away from the tribulation period. Just a twinkle of the eye from the resurrection and the rapture to when saints of God leave out. I don't know if you've got any time at all left. You may not have more than 20 minutes left, maybe 5, maybe 1 minute. But right now you can get saved. Right now you can call on Him. And I beg you in Jesus' name, be you reconciled to God. Right now, if you're in the media audience or in this building, He's able to save to the uttermost all that call upon Him, all that have come to Him. Will you call on Him? Will you say to Him, dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. You died to save sinners. Come in my heart, forgive me of all my sin. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord, my only hope of heaven. Forgive me of all my sin. Help me, Lord Jesus, to love you and serve you. Thank you, Lord, for loving me and for dying for me and for saving me right now. My dear friend, if you pray that prayer, we sure would love to know it. While we have our heads bowed and eyes are closed, if you're here this morning, and through the testimonies, and through the services, the songs, and through just being able to see and experience the sweet fellowship and the presence and power of God, on all of these seniors who came to the platform. If you need to be saved and you trust Christ now as your Savior, I'd ask you to raise your hand if you just trusted Him as your Savior. Would you do that? Acknowledge Him this morning, just uplifted hand. If you're here this morning, you say, Brother Billy, if I died right now, I don't know I'd go to heaven, but I sure wish you'd pray for me. Would you raise your hand? Let me remember you in prayer. You didn't trust Him just yet. Thank you so much. Others, anybody else in the building, please pray for me, Brother Billy. Heavenly Father, I want You to deal with hearts. That's Your work. The work of the Holy Ghost is to convict of sin, righteousness, judgment, to draw people to the Savior. And I pray, God, that, Lord, You do that for the dear ones who raise their hand. Help them by faith to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. And God, we'll thank You and praise You and give You glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.